You're listening to WKBR, www.wkbr.ca. It's time for the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet? You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome. Hey, am I on here? Oh, yeah, I'm on here. Welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Hey, am I on here?
I turned the cans down so much that I couldn't even tell if I was actually on the air.
Okay.
Although it says I'm on the air.
I hope we're on the air.
Yes, we are.
The air are known as the tubes that make up the internet.
The tubes. That's a good analogy of the internet. The tubes.
We're on the tube. How are we doing today?
We should be on the tube.
No, I don't know.
Nice trim, by the way.
Like that.
Looks good. Yeah, very nice.
I love it.
He takes his cans off so I can see better.
It's very carefree. It's the Big JD principle of haircuts, except not quite as tight to my head.
A little extra on the top he's got.
I have very thin hair.
Is it a little extra on the top or a little extra taken off on the sides? That's like the half
extra,
the tank that's half fuller.
Extra on the top. Positively.
So you don't do it yourself, eh?
No, actually.
You don't have your wife do it, or?
No. And she has her license to cut hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She was a hairstylist there for a while.
Hey, that's pretty cool. I thought about doing that myself at one point in time.
Oh,
I thought, that's got to be a great job. All you got to do is be able to talk like this.
Exactly. That's nice.
What happened? It's water.
Yeah.
There's water. It's dripping on me.
No, it's not. So you're running pretty tight today.
Yeah, tight. I had a lot going on over the last couple days. It's been crazy.
Me too.
And I'm just slowly trying to wind down now. I've been in and out of the city 1,000 times.
You live in the city.
That's right. Well, they call for rain every day, and my bike's not in the city. So I didn't want to keep it all weekend, because then I had a couple places to go where I wouldn't be able to go if I had the bike, if it was pouring out.
Right. That would suck.
Yeah. So, and especially here, when I'd have to ride with a backpack on with computers in it and all that stuff, and it's just crazy.
Not cool.
I was going to bring two computers today, but
Lana's MacBook.
No, my. I'm not even gonna tell you what it is.
I don't want to hear it.
It would have just given us trouble. But I've got everything I need right here. So,
oh, good.
Let's get into some. Well, what's going on? Anything in particular? Oh, you weren't here for most of the week, and right. How were you able to do that? Were you off or something for a while?
Spa week this week. Yeah.
You're on spa every other week. Weren't you just on one recently?
These two spas were pretty close to each other, though. The last one was at the end of a spa period, and this is the very first week you could have a spa for this period. So, yes, they were.
I didn't realize until later, and I'm like, he's off again or something.
Off.
Either that or he got the middle of the week off.
No, I was off again, yeah.
Which is hard to do.
Which is very nice. Went and saw the Raconteurs last night.
Ooh, nice. With Jack Black.
Jack White. And Meg was there, too.
Who?
Meg White, Meg and Jack White make up the White Stripes.
Right. Was she playing? Did she play some drums?
No, she didn't play. We just saw her outside.
So what's the deal with her? Was she his ex-wife or something?
No, she is his ex-wife.
Or, yeah, was she his wife?
Yes, she was.
I'm still winding down.
Yeah.
Now, that must have been pretty cool. You never seen him before?
I've never seen either, like either the White Stripes either, or okay. Raconteurs. Kim has saw the White Stripes.
Did they play any White Stripes stuff?
No.
The Raconteurs? No.
No, they just played. I thought Meg was going to come out, maybe play a tune.
Hmm.
Wouldn't you?
Well, if I was Meg, I would, yeah. If I was me, I don't think I'd come out and play a song on the drums, no.
No. But they were really good. We had kind of nosebleeder seats, but it was general admission in a balcony. So that's kind
of... Well, it couldn't have been that big of a place anyway, was it? That bad of seats?
State Theater.
Okay.
Now known as the Fillmore.
The State Theater... What State Theater? Right in Detroit? Woodward, yeah. Oh, okay. Because they have that State Theater... In Ann Arbor is a place called the State Theater too, right? Mm-hmm. Michigan State Theater?
It's called the State Theater. And then there's the Michigan Theater.
Which is Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
That's where I saw B.B. King.
I don't think I'll ever go to Ann Arbor to go see another show. It's just too far. Unless I'm going to stay the night.
That was like us with that... The one Lana got tickets for Alter Bridge in Lansing. And I'm like, well, it's not that far, but still, I drive all the way to Lansing to see a concert, and then that night come back, and you know what I mean. No. And we never ended up being able to sell them or anything, so we just burned on them.
Oh, you ate the tickets?
Ate them, yeah.
You should have went on
for breakfast
Craigslist or something.
I went on a few places in Alter Bridge and forums and stuff like that, and posted that we had them for Michigan or whatever, but nothing. So.
WKBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows in WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the newsroom.
With Big JD and Lippo.
Nice and cool here in the newsroom.
Yes, it is. It should be in the bunker. At the top of the news, as far as my news goes, there's some crazy guy in Tokyo went on a stabbing spree.
Nice.
Went to the shopping mall to kill people.
Really?
Yeah.
And crazy. Stabbing?
Yeah.
Instead of a gun. I wonder what makes a guy go and want to stab people instead of shooting.
Can't find perhaps. A gun.
I suppose. Can't you think I could find a gun? Where was this? Korea? There's got to be all kinds of guns lying around.
Japan.
Okay.
Same as Canada. Like
Korea.
If I wanted to find a gun, it would kind of be, I don't hang around in those circles. I'd have to go somewhere where it's pretty seedy, come walk up to somebody and, to get a gun.
It's what not if you don't want to kill people, but you want to go shooting people and just maybe bring a pellet gun or something? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can get a pellet gun.
Yeah.
Might as well get a paintball gun. It hurts about it just as much.
Oh, that'd be kind of neat. Just shoot. I wonder what kind of trouble you'd get in for that. Because you're not killing anybody. You just want to shoot at them.
Yeah, I think it might be an assault charge or something like that. Also in the news, Clinton quit this week.
Yeah, she's done, eh?
She's done.
Nice.
She said she's open for the vice presidentship, though.
Yeah. And will she get that, do you think?
I say it's 50-50. What do you think?
You bang heads with the other person that's going to be president, and then you're arguing about things, and you're trying to cut up their character to some degree here and there, or those kinds of things that go on in the commercials, and I can do better, and Obama this and Osama that, then you think the other person's going to want you to be their vice president. I don't know. I know it's a game in the beginning, but still, but
this is a
but still,
it was a two Democrats going. This was actually a pretty decent race within the Democratic Party. So those two people must are the front runners. So who's he going to get? Who's going to have won her experience? She's, she was in the White House, not as the president, but, she's got that kind of experience, especially the foreign policy kind of stuff. Yeah. She knows that kind of stuff. So who else is he going to get that's going to...
Plus, she's had a husband who's a president, so that's carries some weight there.
Right. So...
womanizer.
Once they... mend their fences or whatever, they, as a Democratic Party, they got to be joined as one to fight McCain.
Oh, you mean they got to be married?
No. Oh. Even though Bill is supposedly boning somebody else too.
Again now?
Yeah.
Really?
On the campaign trail for his wife.
You're kidding. And that all came out? I haven't seen anything about it.
Well, it's mostly accusations right now.
Wow. Now, how about her? Is she sleeping with another woman?
I think she's she had her vagina closed up.
Oh, sealed.
Sealed. Uh-huh. A permanent
chest. When are they going to open that?
It's going to be like a with time capsule.
You know who Jim McKay is? Veteran sportscaster Jim McKay died at 86.
ABC Sports, man.
He's there you go.
Legend. Mm-hmm. How old was he again?
86.
Okay. He lived a good long life, and he was very good as a sportscaster. He's like in the Howard Cosell.
This is Howard Cosell.
That's very good. And there was one other story that I thought was kind of interesting.
I got a couple more myself.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, the Mars lander poised to begin digging for ice now. And that'd be on Mars.
Yeah, that's, you know, myself. What do you think of them spending all that money to go to Mars and stuff? It's cool, of course.
I don't know. You know, I think they have to do it. There's no other way to find out. You know what I mean? And I prefer that we try and find out something. That'd be cool.
Is now the time to
instead
to
of
find
wait.
Out?
Well, when would be?
Yeah, that's a good
really.
Point.
Really. I mean, the sooner the better for us. I'd like to find out something before I pass on.
Is it like we're going to do
something? We may not find anything out.
Are we going to go to Mars and maybe live there?
I don't know. Not us, but someday somebody might. And that's the Phoenix Mars Lander starting scientific work. It's Tuesday or Wednesday, so that should be, if my news is as up to date as I think it is, it should be this week.
Freaking cold up there, though.
Euro Cup soccer. Start yesterday. Well, Atlanta's into that. The Croatians in their soccer. Can't separate that. She's
the Croatians are big into soccer,
prepped,
are they?
All prepped for the first Croatian game today.
Are they any good?
At 12 noon. Yeah, I think they're pretty good. I think the two top teams played yesterday. Who were they? I don't really follow along, but she was watching.
Okay.
She's into that.
And so one last thing I want to mention, even though I'm kind of wondering when he died. Bo Diddley died.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You didn't know that? Recently, no.
Okay, well, then it's news to you, too.
Where's the square guitar? That's what I want to know.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I think.
What kind of guitar was it?
Yeah, homemade.
Yeah.
Homemade box guitar.
I thought it was a Diddley brand.
No. Well, yeah, it was. He made it himself, I think.
Oh.
So that's
a very influential person in the history of music.
If you've ever heard of dent, 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 that's Bo Diddley. He invented that.
There you go.
And a million songs were created from that.
Windows Mobile.
Oh, what? Tell me more.
Oh, okay. You wouldn't have seen it yet. The nice picture I took for you when I was in Detroit.
Okay.
The Wall of Zune. All Zune accessories.
Oh,
I got that for you.
That must have been nice. Where were we at?
That was actually at Target. But I guess Microsoft, again, trying to think that they're going to take over the world of downloading music online because it's such a, you know, a big thing now. But the thing is that more MP3-enabled phones are sold than iPods, so they think they're going to cash in.
Yep.
So
that's
nice try.
Well, you know, they have a history of doing that. They got enough money. They'll hit on something, I think.
Go hit on a girl or something.
Go.
Because they're not hitting on me.
Okay.
I'm not buying anything from them.
And, of course, Monday is...
I'm a little biased.
...is the...
Ooh, WWF. Worldwide yeah. Federation.
That's when Steve Jobs goes against Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And they fight for Hillary.
I was just going to say that. And what's this with the third generation iPhone? Will have iChat on it?
There's so many rumors.
Wow.
Right,
that would be
hand.
So cool to have that anywhere you go.
It's just,
but aren't there things like that? Like I've seen cell phones where you can show somebody, like you can take video and send it to somebody else and it's live as it happens, right?
Sure.
But that's not, you can't, can you chat back and forth though? Is it?
No, it's one way. It's streaming video.
Yeah. Well, this is iChat on a phone, man. That's something.
Well.
And here Microsoft is all excited about their music thing. Apple's been there, done that, moved on.
We'll see. There's so much hype, you know. It's just like,
yeah, the rumors
this,
are.
It's going to happen. It's going to be eventually.
It would have to be this big to have everything. They say it's going to.
Right. It's going to be the
full size 46 inch HD plasma screen.
Exactly. Whatever yeah. it is, I just hope it's available in Canada soon.
In Canada.
Yes.
So I guess we can get today's show on the road. Well, we're all familiar with that.
Quiet,
crazy
skulls, we're broadcasting.
Slapping and smacking. The Three Stooges.
Yay!
On the Jabbercast today.
Really?
All Three Stooges are in the studio. Two of us.
They're looking dead.
But that's what our topic is today. The Three Stooges. Everything Stooge.
Wow. Wise guy.
Were you a Three Stooges freak all your life?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah,
I love it. Me too.
I think it's a guy thing.
Yeah.
As a kid, you look at that and you say, that is just too funny.
Could never get enough. Still can't. In fact, here, we're going to watch the Three Stooges right now.
We're going to watch the Three Stooges in the Jabbercast studio?
Yeah. Well, people can probably hear this. That's the sound of the Three Stooges. So we'll keep it nice and low. Background music, a little bit of background music.
Background music, but it's not going to be music. It's going to be the dudes talking.
Yeah, we're actually, it's, oh, whatever it is. It's going to be back there. Can you see that at all?
Yes, I can see it very well.
There you go. We'll watch the Three Stooges. Three Stooges on an iPod. Classic.
That's classic. On iPod Classic.
Yeah, there you go.
That is classic.
Classic on classic.
Classic TV.
.com.
So how do you get Three Stooges on an iPod?
How do you?
Yeah.
Well, first you go buy the DVD. And then you convert it to MPEG-4.
That's illegal right there, isn't it?
No. You can convert it to anything. It's your own. You bought it and you paid for it. And besides that, you're allowed to legally back up your own stuff.
Oh, in Canada you are allowed.
And I didn't give it to anybody. It's mine. It's on my iPod.
Right. So you ripped it first.
So that's how that works. Yeah, ripped, but not ripped off.
Very good.
Clear that up right now.
I know, but in the States, it's like illegal. You didn't buy the material that's on that DVD. You just bought the right to watch the material on there on your television.
Yeah, I know that, though, in Canada, as far as I know, yes. You're actually allowed to copy these things for your own personal use. So,
yes, you are.
And that's where I happen to be.
So, what is your Three Stooges DVD collection look like?
Like a stack of DVDs.
Stack of DVDs. Thank you very much. Just kind of curious.
Yeah, I collect
here
and there.
They must have came out with a bunch of stuff.
They're in the process now of releasing all the Three Stooges shorts, like through the actual, you know, from, I think maybe on Sony or something, but from Columbia. So, and they've got a couple discs now that contain a bunch of the shorts in chronological order. Usually the stuff you get isn't, but I've seen online that you can buy the whole in chronological order collection of 190 shorts that they put out. But there's other things. There's Three Stooges movies and, oh, there's so much to talk about, so much to get into. It's just a... They did so much.
Yes, they did. You know? They're very prolific.
And the thing is, you can never see it too many times.
No, because there is so much. Like, yeah, I've seen this one before, but I'm going to watch it again because
yeah.
I...
And you're laughing your head off while you're watching it.
Yes.
Who's your favorite Stooge?
Curly.
Yeah, I think he's everybody's favorite Stooge.
And
he's the most zaniest.
Can we, as far as chronologically speaking, he was the first Curly?
Actually, he was the first Curly and the only Curly, actually. There was a Curly Joe, but...
He was the first other...
Actually, Shep was Stooge 3 in the beginning.
Really?
Before they actually made those shorts and everything, yeah. At some point with Ted Healy Stooges and, you know, way back there, the vaudeville thing and all that.
Right.
It was Shemp. And then Shemp went to pursue his own career, I guess, and they got their youngest brother, Shemp and Moe's youngest brother, Curly, to fill in his place. And so they started making the shorts, so he was really the first one in those shorts.
Right.
And then when he took ill, Shemp came back, and then Shemp was in the shorts for the first time.
So why didn't Shemp start off right off? Why didn't he do it?
I don't know. I think his career was taken off. He had there was interest in him as the
like a comedian,
yeah, a comedian, an actor, and whatnot. And he probably thought he could, you know, make some kind of go on his own and, you know, motion picture stuff or something like that, and started off on his own. Like,
was
that.
His name really Shemp?
His name was Sam.
Sam Howard.
Samuel. And well, I have a little interview actually to play in the show. I had the most amazing opportunity to talk to Paul Howard, who is the son of Mo Howard.
Awesome.
And I have some highlights of that. I'm going to have the whole interview is going to be available next week on You Talking to Me. So you can check out youtalkingtome.ca or go to bigjd.com for that. But next Sunday, which is Father's Day, actually, which is kind of cool too. You know, talking to him about his father, and it's going to be on Father's Day. So that's when that'll be released as a podcast and from the website or iTunes store or whatever. And it's the whole interview, but I have some like highlights for our show today because our show's on the Three Stooges.
Yep.
And he actually explains, you know, some of the reasons behind the nicknames. So actually, maybe I'll play that right now if you want. And,
whenever you want to dive in, sure.
Since we're actually talking about it now, let's go to that. This is some highlights from the interview that I did with Paul Howard. And let's get rid of the real stooge thing for a minute there.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Paul, how are you?
I'm fine, Big JD. I'm looking forward to this interview, and you know, I have a lot of wonder and respect for my father and my uncles, and Larry, who of course was not related.
Speaking of your father, you know, everybody called him Mo. His real name was Moses, was it not?
That's correct. Yeah. His name was Moses Harry Horwitz. Shemp is interesting because, you know, his real name was Sam, or Samuel, which I never heard anybody address him that way. The reason, the way he got the name Shemp was when they were little kids playing in the streets, their mother, who, you know, came from northern Europe, had a heavy accent. And when it was time for dinner, she would open the window and yell when the kids were playing. She would say, "Shemp, Shemp," saying Sam, but it was coming out Shemp.
Right.
Shemp, come for dinner.
Were you calling him Uncle Shemp, Uncle Curly? They weren't actually by the real names then.
And it was Uncle Shemp, Uncle Curly. My father used to call him Curly, but then Shemp's wife's nickname was Babe. And so when she came into the family as Shemp's wife, she took precedent, and everybody continued to call her Babe. My father always called him Babe because he was the baby of five brothers.
Right.
But then he shifted it to Curly, and that's how my father addressed him, you know, for most of his life.
Did your dad like watching the Stooges? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have this memory of we had a routine. Every birthday, I would have a wonderful little party in my backyard, bring my friends over. Then afterwards, we would watch some family films and watch one or two Stooges films. And then we'd go off and we'd go to the amusement park and go out to dinner. It was just a wonderful day that I look forward to. But when we were watching the Stooges films, it was amazing because my father would be sitting behind me and I'm watching him on the screen.
Right.
And then just before he delivers a line on the screen, he would deliver that line just sitting there, even though that film might have been shot 8 years before.
Yeah.
It was like the sound was off sync. You know, you'll hear on the stage, "Wow, I'll give you such a smack." And then a second later, you'd hear on the screen. He would say it, then you'd hear it on the screen. He never forgot his lines.
Yeah, I want to ask you about Larry. What was his relationship like to your family, actually? And the kids?
He was pretty close to the family. Larry lived maybe 20, 25 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And as a young kid, I used to go over. We'd go over to Curly's house, Larry's house, or Larry would come over. My father and mother loved to have, you know, little barbecues. Larry would be there. No showbiz people.
Right.
The only person in showbiz was this guy, the Dead End Kids or the Bowery Boys.
Oh, yeah.
The guy Glimpy. Remember? Hunt
yep.
Hall.
Absolutely.
He and his wife, Elsie, would be in the backyard now and then. They were very close to Shem.
And where can folks get more information on the fan club, or if they're interested in joining the fan club, perhaps, to get an application? Do we have the name of the website?
The email address is Gary, G-A-R-Y, S-T-O-O-G-E, Gary Stooge at AOL.com. And if you go there, you can request a fan club application.
And you can go to www.stoogeum.com. That's S-T-O-O-G-E-U-M.com, Stoogeum. And there you can click on the link to the fan club, which is at the top of the page, and it'll take you right to a page where you can download the application to join the Three Stooges fan club. And Paul Howard, you do caricatures
yeah.
by Paul. Can we talk?
I was in the advertising agency business as an art director for many years, and I got to a point a few years ago where I wanted to do something that I enjoyed more, and
uh-huh.
What I had done for a long time, but just, you know, on the side. And, you know, I have a website, which is Caricatures. That's not C-H. It's C-A-R-I-C-A-T-U-R-E-S by B-Y Paul, P-A-U-L, .com. Of course, with the www in front.
Right.
And, even people in Canada, wherever, you know, I can receive photographs and do caricatures for family, friends, and it'd be my pleasure to discuss it with you. And my email is Paul's, P-A-U-L-S, caricatures, C-A-R-I-C-A-T-U-R-E-S, at AOL.com.
Thanks again, Paul. I really appreciate your time. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Well, Big JD, it's my pleasure, too, and, you know, I just, I'm thrilled to be able to share fans in your listening audience.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
So there you have some highlights.
That's
from the
cool.
interview with Paul. It was very cool. It's a highlight of my podcast/broadcast career so far, I think.
Well, that's awesome. And how long is the real interview?
Talking to Me show, which is normally 30 minutes, mm-hmm. it's actually about 24, 25 minutes. We were on some time constraint with them. So amazing. It was really cool. And the information and this, and such a nice, genuine guy and so generous with his information and stuff. And I guess he has from time to time, in New York, he'll play the home Three Stooges home movies for people. Like you go wherever they're showing, like, and they're actually showing his films.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
He's obviously, he wants to keep this legacy alive. He's probably, you know, getting on years himself.
But what's really interesting and that is, you know, worth every second of listening to the interview for is the fact that for the longest time, he didn't accept who his father was.
What?
So that's really something, but I'm going to leave that for the actual interview. That's
he's going to leave us
give you a little tease there. But yeah, great guy, and it was great to talk to him. And Paul, if you're listening to the show, thanks for the interview, and glad to have him on the Jabbercast as well.
Yes.
And
so you had him do a caricature for you, didn't he?
I had him do a caricature of my father in his old Willie's Jeep, and it was great. It was amazing. I'm waiting for my hard copy to come that he had already sent, but he sent me a digital copy as well. It's amazing. It's really cool. Very cool.
So you just sent him a photo?
Yeah, I sent him photos, yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And, he signs it, Paul Howard, son of Mo Howard, the Three Stooges, and it's pretty neat. It's a pretty cool thing. And in time for Father's Day, and just a cool thing to have done by him.
Yeah, he sounds like a very genuine man. But now he said he was, or did you say he was eight? How old did Mo live till?
Mo died, I believe, in 1975. I'm not exactly sure how old he was, but I probably have that somewhere here in my notes.
Well, you were just saying that he was 80, and...
Who?
Mo.
Mo?
Yeah.
Did I say Mo was 80? Or were you talking about Paul?
Mo, I thought. Well, that's the way
I'm not sure how old Paul is. I'm guessing, or from what I've saw on the internet or something, in his maybe mid-70s.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And he, of course, had a sister, Joan, who was 8 years older than him. And she's still around. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Did I say had a sister? Has a sister.
Has a sister, yeah.
That's one thing I had to clear up with him before the interview because I couldn't really find anything. But I guess she's written some type of biography on the Stooges or her father or Curly from what I've seen. There's so much information on these guys. It's like, can't hardly keep track of everything that went on with the Three Stooges.
And that's kind of interesting that they're so far apart from each other. Makes you think that Paul might have been a bit of a mistake.
Oh, maybe.
8 years.
That's a long time to wait and decide to have another child, I guess. But we're all glad he's here. Mo was born in 1897. Jeez. And died in 75. So...
do the math.
Yeah.
You figured it out. 78 you only live till.
78.
Yeah.
Probably says here somewhere too. Down further. And there's all kinds of stuff on the Three Stooges and how they died and how they were off camera as opposed to on camera and those kinds of things. And Paul discusses some of that too because he was, my whole interview really was on, you know, the home life with the Stooges really. He's not that familiar with their, you know, showbiz life and those things as he is with, you know, his entire home life with the Stooges and all the things that went on with them at home. And unfortunately, I didn't get enough time really. You know, I brought Larry into it, the mix a little, but Joe Besser and who they call Curly Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Besser was Joe. Mm-hmm. Curly Joe was Joe... Dorita was his name. So they were the last couple Stooges.
Right.
And then that Emil Sitka, he was in a lot of the Stooges shorts, and he was supposed to become the Larry in the end. When Larry could no longer perform, Emil
really,
Sitka was... And I guess there's... I've seen promo shots with him in it. And they say that nothing was ever made, but I seem to think that I saw a long time ago a pilot with Emil Sitka actually performing as one of the Stooges. I think there's a pilot with him that, you know, never actually got released or anything like that. But
and you think you saw that somewhere?
Yeah. I think I saw that years and years ago, yeah, or something from it on maybe on television or I can't remember, but when I, you know, researching for the show and stuff, they seem to say that doesn't exist, but who really knows? I know when I was a kid, we would bring the television set into the kitchen. My dad worked for a television company, and so we had 1,000 TVs, big and small.
Oh, really?
And yeah, we had TV in the bathroom. It was just all crazy.
No.
Believe me, it was just crazy. And the one in the bathroom was one of these little square things with a, it laid down sort of. And here, let me get the Stooges back on here, actually. And it was like a small weather band radio TV thing all in one that actually could sit on the toilet.
Vanity top?
No, well, what do you call it? The toilet, the back of the toilet.
Oh.
What do you call that thing, really? The ceramic
back of the toilet.
Back of the toilet, yeah. And it would sit there, and then you could just take it and throw it in the sink or on your lap. Like, it's a little portable thing, portable TV. Small, with the screen was only, like, diagonally, I'd say maybe, like, 4 inches or something. Little black and white thing.
Mm-hmm.
Coolest thing, man. And we'd watch TV in the bathroom if you wanted. You didn't want to miss the Stooges. But we'd always take a little portable black and white, usually, sometimes a little bit bigger color one, into the kitchen. Sit it on the counter Sunday mornings because we'd have family bagels every Saturday morning, and we'd watch the Three Stooges.
What's family bagels?
Bagels. We'd have bagels every Sunday morning. Put on coffee, go to the bakery, get bagels, come back, watch the Three Stooges in the kitchen. My mom would always flip out. Yeah, goddamn TV in the kitchen again. She didn't really get it. Most chicks don't, I think.
They don't get it, no.
I don't know why. You ever come across a girl that says, oh, I love the Three Stooges?
Once in a while, you get a chick.
Boy, that's an idea. Doink,
doink. Let's get some pop. Oh, bro, that sounds like a fun family thing.
Oh, it was. It was a big thing between me. I think, was your dad into the Three Stooges at all?
No.
Because a lot of times I find that kids and their dads are into the Three Stooges thing, but...
My dad's much older than me. Than I am, I should say. So, yeah, he wasn't, you know, he got to realize he didn't have... His first TV was... feels fine. After he got married.
Oh, okay.
Like, he never had a TV until after he got married. And
Your brothers and stuff, were they into Three Stooges?
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. We were all Stooges fanatics. When we come home from lunch, oftentimes the Stooges were on at lunchtime.
Oh, yeah.
Because we live very close to school, and we'd be home within 2 minutes. And we'd put the Stooges on, and we'd watch them during lunch. And then I remember right after that was, remember Bill Kennedy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. WKBD.
Yeah, and he'd have a movie on.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you make it back to school?
Oftentimes we didn't go back to school after lunch, and then... Principal would call and get in trouble.
But. We had and still have some collectible stuff, Three Stooges things. And I used to buy my dad books and calendars and everything because he was a Stooges freak, big time. Loved them, couldn't get enough.
Cool.
And somewhere still, I think I may still have the calendar that I bought him before. I know we've had a number of Three Stooges books around, you know, hardcover. Kind of go through the story of the Stooges and pictures stuff. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. And I'm sure there's still one or two of those around. I bought him a some type of a stamp collection, collectible stamps in this plastic sleeve with a card of authenticity and all this stuff. And I bought him and myself both one. I think I have both of those somewhere. I still have a small stack of the Three Stooges trading cards somewhere. This is
Johnny. Really?
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah. In storage somewhere. Storage. But I'm sure I still have those too.
Wow. I'm just reading a little bit of a history of what happened to Shemp at the beginning with the whole Ted Healy thing.
Right, yeah.
Ted Healy was part of the act.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Ted Healy's Stooges, and he was like the kind of the straight man, and he had these Three Stooges with him.
Yeah, they would always interrupt him, whatever. And they were in the film, the first film called...
The first film?
The film they were in, yeah, that was a Fox studio film. Soup to Nuts.
I was going to say, yeah, Soup to Nuts.
So they were all in Soup to Nuts, and the film basically bombed, but they considered the Stooges the highlight of the whole film.
Mm-hmm.
And they got offered a deal without Healy.
Right.
Like, we'll fix you guys up, but you don't need that straight guy. We'll do whatever we need to do.
Yep.
And of course, Healy felt... he deserved some of the success. So he continued on wanting to take part in the success of the Three Stooges. And eventually Shemp just got sick of the whole thing because it was, you know, all kinds of legal hassles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So Shemp got out of it then, initially. And then Jerry Howard, who's Curly.
Right. Jerome Horowitz.
Oh, Jerome.
Yeah. Jerry, I called him Jerry. Called him Babe. Called him Curly. He had all these nicknames. And he's the one that you would think is just, I mean, you would think he's just as crazy in real life because he's so wacky, but he was like probably about the least like his character. Kind of shy. I think he was kind of mad at the world that his head was shaved and he thought it was made him somewhat, I don't know if you say inferior, but like with women and stuff, you know, he had a some kind of complex.
But he because his head was specifically shaved for the
It wasn't by his choice, but yeah.
Right.
And so I guess he was drinking a lot and he womanized a lot. And actually, that was his demise in the end. A lot of drinking.
It happens to all of them, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
He obviously, if you look at guys like John Candy and John Belushi, you could tell those guys obviously were inspired somewhat by Curly, and they met the same end as well.
They say if you watch the later episodes with Curly in them that you can see his decline, you know, as like in the actual shorts, you know, his acting demeanor and all that stuff. But I never really noticed until, you know, like now that you see that, I go back and watch maybe to look, but still I have not ever noticed anything. You know what I mean?
I wish I could get the chronological order of the shorts just to see, you know, how it all went down, and it's like a story in itself.
Yeah, sort of. Just a switch there. And it's like, it's really cut and dry, it seems. I mean, when you get behind the scenes and find out what all happened and it, you know, pretty much all health reasons why everybody couldn't act anymore, and they all seem to have health issues fairly young. Some couple died pretty young, you know, but it's just all of a sudden Curly's in the last one and Shemp's in the next one, and then Shemp's not in that one and Besser's in the next one, and then Besser's gone and Dorita's in, you know what
right.
I mean? It's
yeah,
and you kind of I don't know, I guess I mean I kind of accepted them all as, you know what I mean, and I don't think anything of, I have a favorite, you know, the ones with Curly, I guess, and Shemp's right up there too, pretty close second, you know what I mean, but watching them with the other guys is, you know, still Three Stooges.
Yeah, it's still the Three Stooges. The entity is still there.
Yeah.
As a whole, the whole act.
If they'd have put Emil Sitka in and, you know, and Larry was out, and that would probably seem really weird or different, but.
Right.
So, we also have something else to get into, which is Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Mayhem.
So
we'll
go to that now.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
I chose something that was fairly fitting, I guess. It's the most fitting song I could find that had to do with the Three Stooges. It's the Curly Shuffle. You remember that?
I do remember.
Came out in the 80s, and let's see, got a little bit of information on the Curly Shuffle for you. Curly Shuffle, novelty song by a group, Jump in the Saddle Band. That was their name, Jump in the Saddle. Mm-hmm. And I guess the song came, and I believe it's the same song, came out by a Canadian band at the same time. I'm trying to think of their name, the Knuckleheads, which is seems to me the one that I really more recall. Couldn't really find that song, but... Anyway, this is first released in 1983, an homage to the Three Stooges film comedy team. Jump in the Saddle Band, one of the biggest novelty hits of the early 80s with that song. And the song had the band's lead vocalist, Peter Quinn. Why does he sound familiar? Sounds like some old guy that was, I don't know. Anyway, climbed to 15 on Billboard Hot 100 in early 84, and they never managed to produce another hit, partially because they fell into a dispute with the record label Atlantic when it came time to record a follow-up. And like I said, it also released Curly Shuffle by the Knuckleheads, which was, I guess, a Canadian band. So anyway, we'll go ahead and play Jump in the Saddle's Curly Shuffle.
When me and my friends go out in the town, we can't sit still, we can't sit down. We don't like to fight and we don't like to scuffle, but we dance all night doing the Curly Shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo,
hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck,
yuck, yuck, yuck, yuck.
Oh, honey, honey, honey,
honey.
Well, we never miss a chance. We get up and dance and do the Curly Shuffle. Well, me and my friends love Larry and Mo. We love Curly's brother Shemp and his fat clone Joe. It's such a delight to boogie and hustle, dancing all night doing the Curly Shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo,
hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck.
Thank you.
Well, me and my friends, we all love to see comedy classics on late night TV. Those knuckleheads love to get in a scuffle. They push and they shove, doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo.
Hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yep.
Visit the website www.bigjd.com.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right.
That is right. Figure we better get rolling along here. Tech Talk this week. Did you have anything? No. Something that I wanted to mention was about using up your ink cartridges to the very end.
Okay.
I usually have my ink cartridges set to use only the black cartridge, because there's two cartridges in there, a black one and a color one.
Oh, is that the way yours works?
And if you leave it to do its own thing, I think it uses a little of both and... You know, for whatever it's got to do, it automatically detects, or I think it automatically detects and maybe uses black for just plain text, or, you know, but you know how they have a utility and you can see that your cartridges are low, or, you know, when sometimes they won't print anymore. And what I found was that if I set it on to strictly color, that I could get print a lot more pages still. Even when they're both empty. And eventually, it'll print a little while black because of it's supposed to be text or whatever. Or if you're printing color, you'd probably use it up a lot quicker. But when they're actually empty and it shows that I need both cartridges, I can't print anymore from the black cartridge because it just won't print any more pages. So I switch it to strictly the color one. And it's still been printing for a long time. And it printed black for a little while, but then it started printing blue. Mm-hmm. And green, you know what I mean? But yes. Still printing the whole page and not skipping, having lines through it or missing ink or anything like that.
Right.
And I'm just still using that thing up to the complete maximum I can. I have two new cartridges waiting to put in. And I've been printing pages and pages and pages like that using the color cartridge. And I'm printing for stuff that it doesn't really matter, you know what I mean? So
what do you mean doesn't matter? You're not giving it to somebody.
Yeah, I'm not giving it to anybody, and it's just you know, for my own purpose or whatever, that kind of thing, and you know, show notes and whatever. But so it doesn't really matter if it's printing in actual black or green or whatever, using up all the different colors of the color cartridge. But if you can get into your utility and have your cartridge switched right over to color when it doesn't work anymore. Or when your black one doesn't work anymore. Because if you still leave it as both, like to choose on its own what to use, it's going to try and use your black cartridge and not going to print. So you set it to color only, and you'll probably be able to print lots of pages still.
There's a trick.
Yeah, especially for text. You know, if you're still want to print color or photographs, you know, you obviously might not even get anything out of it, really.
Right.
But this worked for me, and mostly I'm printing for my book, just for... you know, to have a paper copy of the manuscript kind of for now until I start editing and everything. And I've probably printed, once my cartridges were done, I'm going to say I printed about 4 or 5 chapters already. And that's probably 30, 40, maybe I'm going to say about 50 pages I've printed still with my color cartridge.
Wow. So I don't understand why you do that. Ink is so cheap.
No, it's not that cheap.
Just kidding. It's
up there with gas now.
It's a racket.
It's a racketeer.
Like, yeah.
Oh, racketeer.
I've heard stories about ink and the whole, how much it costs for like a 40-gallon barrel of that stuff.
Oh, how much? Cheap, probably.
It's cheap. Yeah, nothing. Like under $100.
Yeah. And we're paying as much for that as we are for gas.
Ink?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's 1,000 times more than that. I mean, if you think you get 40 gallons for under $100, let's say it was $100.
Well, yeah, we're paying way more. And all you're getting is a little thing for like an ounce.
An ounce.
Maybe an ounce of ink.
Maybe an ounce of ink.
Yeah, for like $25. That's right.
Yeah.
Way, way, way more.
That's a rocket.
And we think gas is expensive.
Yeah.
I'm going to start running my car on ink. I kid you not.
I'm going to start running my printer on gas, I mean.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to get something else going here because I have some really cool background music for us from a Three Stooges CD that I have.
And now, youngsters, this is Swinging the Alphabet.
So.
It's singing the consonants.
Anyway, that's what I wanted to talk about
this
for the alphabet song.
I love this.
B-I-Bye.
Oh, yeah. Now, was this... This was in one of these episodes as well.
Yeah, something pigskin something or other. They're
going to college.
There's a football team thing, and they're in the classroom teaching you.
But this is like a studio version.
Yeah, yeah. And this isn't with Curly, though. I believe they made this later. Probably with... I'm not sure which Joe they would have made this with, but I'm assuming Joe Besser. He was
Can I buy this on iTunes?
I don't know if you can find this anymore. I don't even know if I have the actual CD anymore. I had the actual CD.
Really?
And when I converted all my CDs to MP3, I got rid of pretty much everything. So something I probably should have kept, but I still have it at least.
Yes.
Copied from my own disc. Thank you very much.
You're going to regret getting rid of your discs, I think.
Not everything. Only a few things. And I kept a few that I thought were, like, super important. Like, I'd say maybe a dozen to 20 or something like that I have in my CDs still.
Oh, good. Because eventually storage is just going to get so stupidly cheap, we're going to be able to keep the full-blown versions, and they're still going to be in the exact same form factor later on.
Yeah.
But only higher quality.
But this is fine. All this...
It's fine,
128, 256, 320 quality.
Okay.
So back to the Stooges.
I did. Gotcha. Bullseye.
Hey, we just stopped listening to this stuff now. Somewhere I have, where do I have this? Just Stooges little clips.
I can't see.
Let some of those play.
I can't see. What's the matter? I got my eyes closed. This is all your fault, you.
It's a Stooge.
Stooge mania.
We're watching the Stooges on the iPod, listening to Stooges' sound effects and songs here on the show as well, and talking about the Stooges.
I can't hear you. What?
You can't hear all that, hardly. I got more control over things now than I did. Remember that we did that show that had... What was playing in the background of that show, and it was all so loud, you couldn't hear us talking?
TV themes.
TV themes, that what it was?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Because the music was loud.
It's a wacky show. So
anything else about the Stooges? We're going to have to move on to the Jabber quote soon and,
wrap
things up.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. I wanted to mention something about, totally lost my train of thought there.
What was it?
Some historical fact of the Stooges. It was, the whole thing that they wanted to be movie stars. Did they not? They wanted to do movies. They wanted to be like...
they did movies, but I don't know that they wanted to be like, you know, those leading men kind of guys.
No, but there were other actors who were doing comedies, and they were full-length comedies.
Right.
And that's kind of what they were leaning towards.
And they did some. Unfortunately, they didn't do any with Curly, the original Curly, which that would have been just amazing to do, you know, have a whole movie with...
So how many movies are you saying they did that was like an hour long or whatever?
I think five movies maybe.
Really? I didn't know it was that...
Five or six movies. The Three Stooges, Meet Hercules, Around the World in a Daze, The Three Stooges in Orbit or something. Is it in Orbit or on Mars or something like that? Three Stooges Meet Snow White. I can't remember. There's a couple others. And they're really cool. still cool to watch. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, cool, like old Abbott and Costello cool. You know what I mean?
Were they in the movie It's a Mad, 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 Mad World?
Yeah, I think they were. Yeah. A cameo thing. And another one, too, a Western. I can't remember the name. Four for Texas, I think it's called. Which I think was star-studded thing, too. And they had a, they were in that as well. I think it was... I think it might have been more than a cameo, but, you know, they were in it here and there, you know?
Mm.
But, yeah, I think the other one, I don't think they were in full-blown. I don't think they were, like, actually a group that was looking for the big W in
right.
in that other movie, but they were in it, yeah.
Cool.
Ooh, the birthday song. Ooh, Mary-Zee Dotes and Dozie Dotes. Little Amzie Divey. Yeah, fun stuff.
Lots of fun stuff.
And I guess we'll move on to our Jabber quote after this brief message.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
Okay, this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Steve and Larry, fine purveyors of DVDs of your favorite Three Stooges movies. Find them at the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California. And this week's Jabber Quote. Okay, I can't find too many short quotes from the Three Stooges, but the one that I did find is it's short and prolific, and we're going to have to figure out what he's trying to say here. Mo said this, only fools are positive.
Yeah, I was looking at that myself the other day and trying to find a quote, and then I thought, well, I better pawn this off on Lippo because I can't find anything.
Oh, you
there's a million of them, but they're all like, most of them are, you know, funny things they said and not so much like a quote, you know what I mean? Right. Where you could kind of dissect. It was just something goofy or funny. But this one here, I was like, tell us again.
Only fools are positive.
Yeah. Does he mean that if you're a positive thinker, like, you know, find the good in things, you're a fool?
A lot of people have fool in them, but when you are a fool, then you are completely positive. There's nothing negative about being a fool. You know, there's no... I'm not looking at you because you have a thing on your face or your shirt's black or you're
prejudiced. What about if I wonder if it means that if you're, when you're a fool, you're positive. I'm positively making a fool of myself. Let's put it that way.
What are you trying to
but
say?
Then again, I'm a stooge. Oh, and I got to say, I did join the Three Stooges fan club.
Did you? Mm-hmm. And what is the price on that?
I did the 3-year maximum thing, like, but I think it was like 20. Bucks or 23 bucks or something. So yearly is like maybe, I don't know what, 6, 9, 10, something. And you get Three Stooges journal. Of course, you get a little membership card, but the journal itself is pretty cool. They're constantly ongoing. They're always finding new information on things that went on in the Stooges' careers and all that stuff. And they put it in their little journal and it's really cool.
So the, Paul is in charge of the fan club.
He's not, no.
No, he's not.
It's somebody in Pennsylvania. But okay. He does things and he's at those, their meetings, convention things and that. And
do they have conventions? He has stuff to,
yeah, there's Three Stooges conventions like crazy anyway, but they have their annual get together for the fans for the fan club thing. And it just passed recently. It would have been really cool to go, but I wasn't able to do that.
Hmm.
And I guess we could mention next week's show. Is it's June 8th. No, June 15th.
I was going to say that's tomorrow. That's today. June.
I got to add new shows into the schedule, actually, because there's like, after Dad's Stories show, there's only two shows left.
Really?
The Stuff Show and Finding God and Finding Jesus.
Whoa.
Which may get lost in the curly shuffle itself. But Dad's Stories next week, Father's Day coming up, June 15th. We pay tribute to a parent. We pay tribute to a parent. Okay. Because we did the Mother's Day thing. Right. That's why it's worded like that.
Of course.
This time to Dad. And if anybody out there has a good dad story, let us know. You can contact us at www.thejabbercast.com and just go to the contact page, Ann.
And there you'll find the My Chingo widget, and it says leave a message here, and we'll get the message, and we'll play it on the show, especially if you got a good Father's Day story that you'd like to relate to us. Maybe we'll get Paul to give us a Father's Day story.
Yeah.
If he's listening to this show.
He's done lots. And besides, next Sunday is the full...
Yeah, remind people how they can get the full blown.
Go to youtalkingtome.ca, the letter U, talking, the number two, me.ca, and you'll find the podcast available there. Or go to the iTunes store.
Who are you talking to today?
Search bigjd.com. Today is the maker, creator of a documentary called Fitness Captured. Mm-hmm. The guy lost all kinds of weight and filmed the whole thing.
Wow, cool.
And it's pretty spectacular story.
All right, it's you talking to me.
Yeah, youtalkingtome.ca. Okay. Or go to bigjd.com. You'll find all the shows there that I host. The shows I host with Lippo. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun.
Yep.
So that's it. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.